All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Wednesday night, we were out at an event at Aledo United Methodist Church, and we spoke a little bit about Fellowship of Christian Athletes with Tony Sprenger, and that's a Sprenger that has kids that play at Orion High School. I guess I begin my conversation with you tonight. You know, what is your kind of message in all this pandemic with frustration here mounting in Illinois, kids wanting to play, coaches want to play? Patience, they say, is a virtue, but it's been tough since last March, that's for sure.
Yeah, patience is starting to wear thin, and with everything, I tell my boys, control what you can control, and don't dwell on the things that you can't. And what you can control is your reaction to environments and situations and your attitude and your words. And my word to athletes out there is play because you love the sport, not because of the recognition or accolades. Play because you love it. And that just means you can go out to an old basketball hoop on a playground or an old field and just have fun with it. Get back to playing the sport that you love.
Yeah, and it's great that Tony Sprenger says that, because I told him after he was done with his presentation at Aledo United Methodist Church, I said, I'm going to interview you at the right underneath the old hoop at the old Northside School, and people in Aledo will know what I'm talking about. That's the parking lot across the street from the Aledo United Methodist Church. So that's how you can still stay connected to the game is... Sometimes you just have to play on your own, but that's how you can really appreciate opportunity, I guess.
Yeah, you can appreciate the opportunity that when that time opens up, and it'll give you a greater joy for when that time comes. And you're like, and you can lace up your shoes and your uniform for your schools, and you can play with your school pride. But, you know, until then, work on the things that you can work on, and work on the skill sets of your individual self, and work on playing the game that you love.
And I guess... Do you think, I mean, that's the way to approach this, is when we do get the opportunity that maybe people will appreciate it a little bit more, you know, in terms of maybe we've taken it for granted. If there's one lesson to be learned from this pandemic, and I'm talking as it relates specifically to Illinois, is that don't take for granted the opportunities you get because you don't know how long you'll get them.
Yeah, and I very much so, and I think that... You know, kids, we're starting to see how much of a role the sports played in their lives. You know, when this all first happened, we saw the impact of, oh, it was good to get back to the family side. So hopefully when this gets back, we can find that blend of family and sports and kind of keep it in perspective as to it's not something, it doesn't have to be our identity and everything that we are, but it's something that we do and it's something that we love and it's a passion for us.
Yeah. And your role in this, you know, I think outreach is very important, whatever the profession, occupation, love is outreach. And I think that's what really Fellowship of Christian Athletes is about, is getting out with outreach. And ministry through sports is what they say, and we always look for a connection in something. How can we be connected, and how can we get kids connected in some endeavors? And through outreach like this, I mean, is that kind of, I guess, your true calling in all this?
Yeah, my true calling is, you know, with my history as a pastor, God has really just placed on me a heart for people. And the pandemic's really kind of shut the door on some things, but just to be able to connect with coaches and to know that, you know, I know coaches are out there and they're struggling, you know, that they coach because they love the sport and they love students and as well. And to be able to connect with them and then the athletes, to be able to find that place that they can vent, and the huddles that are meeting on campuses, the FCA area reps, you know, they're here to listen and to support and do what we can and to just be that sounding board and to hopefully reflect God's love into their life.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that point up. You know, are you worried about when you talk about this pandemic from a human connection standpoint? Because it's one thing to talk Google Meets, it's one thing to talk Zoom meetings, but it's another thing to stay connected if you were a teacher, an educator, a coach, and not being able to have, you know, that regular human interaction. How much do you think, just in your role, or you know, as you see, how much of a detriment, how much we're missing that, or the youth are missing that, I guess, and even, I guess, from a coach and an educator standpoint.
It's a huge detriment. I've seen it firsthand with even my own children, and, you know, kids, they're dealing with social anxiety and things, and this isolation that they shouldn't be dealing with at a young age. And, you know, the sports world provides that connection, that common bond that allows them to let their guards down a bit and just be students again, and to have that connection with their peers and have friends and compete and that inner dwelling within us. And I've seen it on the education side. I've got a lot of friends who are educators, and all of them like, oh, I just want to get back and see my kids. I miss my kids. And to see some of these schools coming back in, and the teachers, everything within them for the teachers just not to go out and give them a hug and tell them how much they missed them, and then have to resort to a fist bump. And that human connection is huge, and you don't get it through FaceTime or through Zoom or through Google Meet. You just don't get it.
And I guess the other thing that we talk about when you talk about fellowship or you talk about congregation, and we can speak from an organized religion standpoint, or we can speak from an education standpoint, we can talk about any group, and, you know, not to have the opportunity for fellowship to get together. And this is what I mean about, like, interscholastic athletics. The one thing that is great about that, and when I talk about fellowship, I talk about, you know, the community coming out, and it's, you know, your barber against my barber. If it's Orient against Rock Ridge, or your insurance agent against my insurance agent, you know, whatever it is, and not getting that. Can you speak to that? From, I'm really missing that as just a broadcaster from interscholastic athletics, and it makes me appreciate what I've had for the 30 years prior not experiencing this. Can you speak to what is so good about interscholastic athletics still today? Now, I know there are still some things that we worry about and concern us, but I talk about the greater good, and the greater good is still amateur interscholastic athletics, and I say in Western Illinois. Would you agree, or can I get an amen to that?
Amen. And the scholastic, the education, the sports brings the community rallying point together. You know, when you can have that common point to come together and rally and go get a pork chop and cheer on your kids who live down the street, and to, you know, touch base with the neighbors who, you know, are the kids' parents who you haven't seen in a couple of weeks, or to see how things are going. It's just, it gives you that community cheering point, gives you something to do and something to go and to celebrate, and to see kids using the gifts that God's given them to do the things that they love, and to be able to celebrate that, to honor them with that, and to compete as long as it stays healthy. You know, it's nothing like a good rivalry.
That's right.
As long as you can come together and say, hey, great game, and move on from it.
That's right. All right. So as we wrap up here, I know you work with Dan Pearson, the beloved character in this part of the region. How can people help your mission out there and get involved with FCA?
Right away would be one prayer, just to pray for the ministry, talk to Dan. He's got a new role as a multi-site area director, so he's taken on a large chunk of the greater Peoria area and the Three Rivers area now. And so a lot of prayer, a lot of traveling mercies for him, but also financial support. You know, the ministry is completely faith-based and support, faith-funded, and so we rely on the donations and support of people and businesses in the area that would be willing, like, yeah, we believe in what you're doing and the positive impact you're making. We'd like to come alongside of you and allow you to use the gift that you've been given to do what you do.
All right. An email contact for people to get a hold of you to help out in any way.
tspranger@fca.org.
All right. Good to see you. Thanks for coming to Alita.
Thank you very much.
All right. Tony Spranger with FCA joining us on WRMJ.